the vendor is not necessarily Amazon.
But you're dealing with Amazon. That's who you're writing the check to. That's who you're...
No, we're writing the check to credit card company.
Your bill is with Amazon right there then. Mm-hmm. That's the essence. You want to call it check. You're giving a credit card. That's the same as owning...
You're giving money to the... Again, I'm just saying it could be a... You're giving money to the credit card company. Mm-hmm. Credit card company's giving the money to Amazon. Amazon could be keeping the money, or Amazon could be giving it to
another vendor.
And they receive, yeah, they're not receiving $6,000 worth. So we may still be within the bid limits because they've gone to another vendor. Or you can go to Amazon, and it looks like they have a OMNIA partner. I don't know what that stands for. They have some cooperative contracts.
I kind of have my assumption that maybe people go through Amazon just for the fact that they can a lot of times get stuff in 2 days. It's a convenience thing.
Office Max, you can do the same thing. I could call, you could call them, have it in the morning. It'd be quicker if you were who we had a bid with.
Essentially has vendors that use them to do purchasing through. I know eBay, but I don't see the same principles that any other vendor does. Because Amazon doesn't just do the selling of all its products, it's using, or it's a site for other vendors to use to sell their products. So if there are any other vendors that we might use, I'm not paying one.
But do we have approved vendors that we could already be using that people just are not aware of?
They prefer something they find on Amazon is... we can call Andy. He audits for many counties. Does he have any counties that be simpler than calling different counties? I thought of that, but he audits for many counties. Does he have an... Is there an issue on this? Have they dealt with?
I called him Thursday and asked him about this because our previous purchasing director told me that as long as it was being paid to the credit card company that we had a bid with, it was not an issue.
We got a legal opinion on another deal on that, and that wasn't true.
And Andy told me that this is not something that they would write us up on, but that you are skirting the bid laws by doing it.
Possibly. Did you say thank you for your...
Huh?
Did you say thank you for your...
Oh, he said they wouldn't write us up on it?
He said it's not something that they would. Yeah.
He states in the audit that he does not fully audit all policies and procedures.
Well, so Amazon has a government business procurement page. So I think somebody just needs to look into that.
Might talk to Nick and she's back. She started to on that and then the person went to another route and subordinated from.
Send it to Nikki. To Shannon. David, would you like the link? David, anybody else want the link?
Sure.
Joanna? There you go. And then Nikki and Shannon can forward it to you two if you guys want.
In the meantime,
if the auditor is saying that he's not going to write us up for it, and we're being extremely transparent with it, I don't know if there's anything to worry about. Go ahead.
I think a good discussion or question for her on how we can get with him in reference to your thought process. She said in reference to the credit card, but if the vendor is Amazon, he uses
There's other vendors.
But how do you even know that? I mean, I ordered a mattress from Amazon last week for my grandson, and it came from Ashley Furniture.
Exactly.
And I didn't even know when I ordered that that's where it was coming from.
It'll say it on the whatever. I think it says it on every order. Like this is coming from an outside source as opposed to a Amazon owned. And then the retailer can even put product at Amazon and they still own the product, but yet Amazon does all the procurement and everything and they just store it for you. So it's a quicker turnaround.
And they have large warehouses somewhere.
Walmart, their website.
But it's actually somebody else, yeah. And it could be a little feed store in South Dakota. You're buying a chemical from. For you personally or for the county?
Yeah. Couldn't get it through the IT department? I thought they kept.
I worked with the IT.
IT is probably using people we have contracts with. Mm-hmm. So we're actually saving money by not going with contracts at times.
Sometimes, yeah.
At times.
Well, the contract sometimes like a state contract or something like that. And often, they may be higher than what
Does that answer all your questions?
No, I just need direction. What do you want to do with this? Do you want to continue to allow them to purchase?
I think at this time, according to you, from talking to our outside auditor, and just hearing from
just because he won't write us up, though, doesn't mean we're following the statute.
If I'm not done with the audit, or if I'm not looked at years previous to see if this has ever happened before, I'm not done with
Well, he would be the one that would tell us if we're doing something wrong or not, though. He would be the... He's not the authority, but he is the... He's the one who makes us aware of if we're doing something that's not...
If it wasn't wrong. Then the state tax... the state tax...
They have no authority over...
Not the state tax commission.
You're talking about the...
The state auditor.
The state auditor would be... Right. If it wasn't he, then the state auditor would be normally who would be auditing. And
not
if,
a first-class county.
If it wasn't he, if we were not, then it would be the state auditor that would be audited. So I wonder if the state auditor would look at it. That'd be interesting.
Say again.
If the state auditor would write us up. If it was their responsibility to audit us and not an outside auditor, would they write us up?
I don't know if it would or not, but it doesn't really change us. It doesn't matter. If the commission requests them to come down to it, yeah.
Well, the reasoning for that question is looking to see if every auditor's opinion is going to be the same, because we have a contract right now with Andy, and we have for years, but he may not be our auditor for the next year, the year after. So it's just worth knowing how others look at it.
Do you want us to put a moratorium on any purchases through Amazon for the next 60 days?
I don't necessarily care what you all do. I just wanted you to all to know the situation and you direct. I mean, if we want to put a stop to them, we can. If we want to require them to do a purchase order for every...
Well, I just asked you what you needed from us and you said you need to know what to do.
Yeah.
So I just asked if you want to do a moratorium and you're saying no.
Well,
you're not going to be... That's going to be going...
This is
going
to be going
to
your office.
Couple of months.
This is all in reference to bid, which is purchasing, which is all, regardless of the credit card or not. It wasn't just credit card, it was that we had an account with Amazon and sent them a check. Regardless of that, we wouldn't know as a matter of fact.
Because
of the under $200
prices. What happens here is Joanna in reference to she saw this, and in doing her part, saw that there was a possibility if she did an audit of that, and that's what she found. So
she can't have it. She was just trying to do her job.
It will be in reference to what the commission would want, and I guess we'll just leave it to what the commission would want to look at, because that would be something to look into the attorney to make sure we are.
Yeah, I feel like Nikki definitely should have input in this, since she's the purchasing director.
Right.
I mean, really all our office is doing is saying that there's money when we approve the purchase orders. Now, if he wants to go back and do an audit, that's a different thing. But yeah, when the POs come through, it's just to say they have money or they don't have money.
I'd like to ask her how far she went on this other incident before she got switched.
It sounds to me like the solution, long term, is the website that I found. Until then, I don't care if we shut down purchases to Amazon, or if we look them up to see if there's different vendors involved, so therefore we haven't met the... I don't care what you guys do. So do you guys have an opinion?
If you look at that list, you have a hard time shutting down purchases to Amazon. You need to tell those employees.
I know that. That's WAPS.
Yeah.
It is an unrealistic thing to do.
Yes.
So that's why I'm saying, I think we're fine. But then, Sheila, you're the one saying, well, what about the state auditor?
What about what?
The state auditor. Sorry. Oh.
In regard to saying that because Andy, this auditor, says it's okay.
Well, that's what we're basing our... That is what we were basing the ability to do, continue to do this on.
I think right now we are fine to continue what we are. I just think it's worth checking out to know how other counties don't have to check the state auditor and check with other counties. Do you deal with this? How do you deal with this policy?
And that's what I thought Nikki might want to do, but since she wasn't here last week, I mean, I just emailed this information to her and Shannon. And
Nikki's got this too.
No, but no, I think I'll send it to her.
Okay.
You're still looking for direction from us?
Yes.
I think what I heard is we are fine to continue to do what we're doing, but we are definitely looking into what needs to be done.
Gotcha.
And we thank you for bringing it to our attention.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I've got 11:31.
Yes, she is. He is.
We'll be in we'll recess upstairs for daily staff review and agenda requests.